A street festival turns into chaos in Washington, D.C. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
When you have large gatherings in a dense area, all it takes is one person introducing a gun to the situation that makes it deadly.
D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti, after a shooting that left a 15-year-old boy dead last evening and a police officer and two other people injured as people ran and the crowd scattered. Fox's Jackie Ibanez.
More than 100 Metro police officers were on the scene during the event, which was called Mochella, and describes itself as an advocacy festival amplifying the culture of Washington, D.C. Cops say officers recovered a gun before shots were fired. Washington, D.C. mayor slamming event organizers, calling for justice.
Yeah, Mayor Muriel Bowser says the event was not permitted and wants to hold people accountable. There was also a mass shooting just after midnight in New York City. One person was killed, eight others wounded, taken to Harlem Hospital. There have been no arrests. For a sixth day in a row, the price of gas is down slightly. AAA has regulars national average at $4.98 per gallon, 3 cents less than the record high. But gas isn't the only thing pricey these days. Overall, inflation's at a 40-year high.
Americans worry inflation and aggressive interest rate hikes to counter it could trigger a recession. Biden administration officials acknowledge the economy will likely slow down.
It's natural now that we expect a transition to steady and stable growth, but I don't think a recession is at all inevitable.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on ABC's This Week. Republicans blame President Biden's policies for soaring prices.
That's Fox's Steve Rappaport on Wall Street, where the Dow's dropped 11 weeks out of the last 12. There'll be no trading today because of Juneteenth, the federal holiday. President Biden signed into law last year, marking June 19th, 1865, when the last slaves were freed after the Civil War. Little kids will be getting jabbed this week after the FDA and CDC approved COVID vaccines for children as young as 6 months old, Pfizer and Moderna. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A bipartisan group of senators keeps working on writing legislation after their compromise on new gun regulations, including enhanced background checks on gun buyers under 21, money to bolster school security and mental health programs, and incentives for states to enact red flag laws. That is a potential sticking point in the process.
Utah Senator Mike Lee said on Fox News Sunday the main reason for his hesitation is that there is no bill written. He says he has concerns about so-called red flag laws, which aren't yet spelled out in detail. He says senators must be careful.
That we not punish law-abiding Americans for the wrongs carried out by the criminally minded and the insane.
Lee says restricting some gun access may poll well with the public, but until there's text to a bill, no one really knows what it will do. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Senator Lee is a Republican. Yellowstone National Park will partially reopen Wednesday morning after record flooding. It did a lot of damage, washing out roads and bridges in and around the parks, doing damage also to several Montana communities, also washing some homes away in the flooding. There's a new major champion in golf.
Matt Fitzpatrick had reason to feel confident entering this week's U.S. Open at the Country Club outside of Boston. It's the same course where the Englishman won the U.S. Amateur Championship 9 years ago. Fitzpatrick in the final group for the second straight major after coming up short at the PGA last month. This time, the 27-year-old closes things out with a 2-under 68 for his first career major. Will Zalatoris had a 14-foot birdie putt on 18 to tie, but just missed finishing second after losing in a playoff at the PGA.
That's Fox's Tim McMaster. In baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Yankees 10-9, snapping New York's 9-game winning streak. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.